This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, why do you go to the particular stores that you go to? And I bring this up because of the Target story. CBS mentioned it. If you missed it, Target has ended something that a lot of people have thoroughly enjoyed, and it's played a part in their decision to go to Target. I think if you're born in Minnesota, you're required to go to Target for a certain amount of point, and then you're allowed to have some leeway. But Target has announced in the last 24 hours they're ending the price matching of products sold for less at a competitor store website. This is 12 years where if a Target customer found any product was sold for less on Amazon or Walmart's website, they could request to buy the same product that was sold at the Target store at a lower price. Okay. A Target spokesman told one outlet, "We found our guests overwhelmingly price matched Target and not other retailers, which reflects the great value and trust in price consumers see across our assortment of deals." That's kind of funny. I would still say, Josh, if you really believe in your product, you would say, if you go to Amazon, if you go to Costco, and you find a lower price, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, the idea that it's just at our store is awfully convenient logic, which I'm not sure matches up with reality.
Yeah. They're trying to usher in more in-house shoppers. And I say this as somebody who has boots on the ground frequently at Target, both shopping and working. So it's, it's definitely one of those things where they're trying to keep things Target brand, basically.
Yeah. I think a lot of stores are looking at that for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. This is our way to separate. So when people are trying to make their decisions, and I want you, the listeners, to chime in on this one through the text, 651-461-9226. What is the number one reason why you go to Target? What is the reason why you go to Walmart? What's the number one reason why you shop for everything on Amazon? Why is your grocery store Cub? Why is it Aldi? Why is it Lund's Barley's? What is the number one reason which drives you to the stores? The obvious reasons would be, and I want you to blow me away, surprise me, different things, but the obvious reasons have to be, number one, convenience. Okay, it has to be a part of, it's close where you live, it's near where you work, it's somewhere on that drive. Number one, Cook should come in this room and say, come on, can't be 50-50. I think this is a rare time, Dan Cook, they're tied. Number one, pricing. Because if something is convenient, but you've decided the prices just don't work, who cares? I mean, it's right there. You decide, let's say, Whole Foods. You decide a whole paycheck is not worth it.
It's not.
Then you don't do it. Then the pricing. If the pricing matches up, but the quality just isn't right, you're probably out on that. I see the Target price matching frequently when I go to Target. Now, Josh, you've been a part of both sides as a Target.
Yep.
Someone who's worked there and someone who shops there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see the price matching stuff. You must see it also when you go there, right?
Always. Yeah, always. That's how people, you know, that's how the upsell was worked into it, basically, is I can get it for this price here. It's convenient. I don't have to wait X amount of days for shipping. Yeah. So, boom.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it. Yeah. You see something on Amazon, and I know right now Amazon, I swear to God, you order it, and 5 seconds later,
yeah,
boom, it's outside the door. But let's say it's 3 days. And you've got a Target that's 2 miles down the road. Guess what? You're going to go there. You're going to have your handy-dandy phone right here and say, here we go. Costco's got this right here. I can drive 30 minutes to Costco, but I want the price. So this is going to bug some people. This is going to bug. What are the other reasons why you're going to shop at a certain store? The quality of the product. If you make the decision, let's just go with on the grocery side here, and you make the decision that 90% of the time, for 90% of the products I'm going to get at this said store, but guess what? I don't think the meat's that great, or I don't think the produce is that great, or you know what? It just costs way too much for the type of goods which I can save more money across the street. So I'll make that effort. The quality of the product has to match up. How much, Josh, is in the way the company operates? Because we've watched the boycott business lately.
Yeah.
And we have a regular guest on Fridays named Shaletta, who was very upset how Target and many other companies, because of the election of Donald John Trump, ended DEI or acted like they ended DEI and then just kind of waited for a couple months and probably brought it back, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then Shalette and others said, I'm done with it. We watched the beer boycott a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of years ago. For a long time, the talk of boycotts, never lived up to the hype. Now, because of social media and I think bringing politics into every single aspect of life, the example I use a lot, like if there's some movie and that actor is somebody I really enjoy, and it's a movie which looks great to me, but he is an over-the-top Trump supporter, and I'm not, I couldn't care less. I'm watching the movie. I mean, if you thought, I mean, Alec Baldwin's a tougher example because Alec Baldwin has acted so loathsome and so cruel in his bullying. But if it's just, and obviously the shooting situation and the trial a couple of years ago, where he was exonerated, but he's a big-time lefty. Like Clooney's a big, let's use Clooney, because Clooney hasn't had the examples with the law and with paparazzi and just acting like, I mean, how many times have we seen video of Baldwin just acting like a complete jackass? Clooney, proud lefty, raises money all the time. He has, I forget the name of it, but a highly touted movie coming out in the fall that people are saying This is one of the best Clooney movies in a long time. If you're right, go to the damn movie. That's my particular feeling on that. That is sad news. Lindsay Peterson, now he's helping us out. Ozzy Osbourne has died. And it was just weeks after the show with Black Sabbath where he looked terrible. And Ozzy Osbourne, Lindsay, do you see the age on Ozzy? What are we, 75? I'm kind of guessing. 76. Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, we're going to get to that in a little bit because we can get to that at the bottom of the hour. But yeah, the news that Ozzy Osbourne, just weeks after his final performance, has passed away. We'll discuss that in a little bit at the bottom of the hour. But I want to stay with the store situation here. So why do you make the decision to go to the stores? And if you're a Target customer, does this tick you off? Hey, part of the reason why I go to you is convenience, Minnesota, all that, although we're well past just the Minnesota part of it. But the price matching. I enjoy the price matching, and I'm bugged now that you have ended it. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Okay, we're talking about stores, and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On the grocery store side, on the convenience store side, on the Target, Costco, Walmart side, which also are grocery stores, in light of Target saying we're done with price matching, okay, in light of that's over, why do you decide to go to the stores you go? And which ones stand out most to you? Number of texts coming in, we'd love more. Where your places and why are they your places? among the texts. Drives me nuts why Target will have a different price online versus in-store. Give me the best deal up front and cut the games, I say. I feel like that was a bigger issue before than it is now. Josh, you've been on both sides of this. Do you see us? I feel like that was a bigger issue. Am I wrong in thinking that?
No.
That we're seeing more uniformity in the prices online and in stores?
I think it's honestly, it's more than just prices when it comes to kind of making these kinds of moves, especially for Target, as a peek behind the curtain thing. Like, there's the time clock aspect of this also is being, they're kind of putting out that fire frantically right now, too. So, like, no staying late to help with stocking shelves, et cetera, for product availability. So it's more than just the price aspect of kind of this battle that's going on between online versus in-store stuff.
Right. They can also, like a texter says, I find it off their website as cheaper prices in store. I think that's what they're referring to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to a certain degree they are.
Yeah.
They also are saying if they could try to justify it this way, that if I'm sitting on my couch and I just have my iPhone here and I'm just going to Target.com, that's one price. But if I go to the store, I'm getting extra customer service. I'm hitting the red button. I got people helping me out. So they could try to justify, hey, we're giving you a little more for this. When you're just on the internet, we're giving you the product. We're giving you the site. We're giving you the delivery. But here, we're going to give you a little bit more. So that could be an attempt to try to justify. More text here on the store and why you go to that particular store. 100% Amazon, because if I return something, I never have to worry about keeping a receipt. I can go back 3 years and get a receipt for what I bought at Amazon. That's so nice, they take everything back. Yeah, listen, I'm in the process of returning a bunch of things right now. A lot of places now, Josh, it's, do you have your credit card? And we've got a record of it. It is nice if you also keep the receipt. If you're someone who's fairly busy, you might not have time to have a drawer of, okay, we got a family of five of us, and here are the receipts everybody bought. I got teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And here are all the receipts of everything we bought the last 5 weeks of the credit card. Also, there are people who are just jerks about returning stuff. They used it. It's marked up. It was 2.5 years ago. I'm sorry. There should be some window where, you know what, that's long enough. You kept the product long enough. We don't have to just, yeah, you bought that in the 90s. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
What is, Josh Wheeler, I make you the grocery department czar returning.
Yeah.
How long is the window for Josh to allow consumers to return something back?
Groceries a week, anything else 2 weeks. Outside of that, if it's in your house for 2 weeks.
Two weeks
is the minimum for Target in general. You with Circle members, you get an extra couple weeks.
Okay, so I buy clothes somewhere.
Yeah.
You're only giving me 2 weeks to return the clothes?
I mean, what did you buy them for? Are you buying Christmas clothes in July?
Tough. I'm going to go a little longer than that.
Okay.
Groceries? I'm going 2 days on groceries. Oh, I'm sorry.
That is fair.
Maybe a day, to be honest. Chad, I love Hy-Vee. Good quality groceries, good prices, clean stores, friendly stuff. I think Hy-Vee is an excellent store.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there's another part of this story. Well, let me get a couple other texts. I want to get to another part of this story, too. I shop at Cub for groceries because they usually have everything I need in stock. I used to shop for Target for groceries, but they cannot figure out the supply chain, always missing more than several items on my list. That would that would bug me. Yes, we did love Target, more texts. But because of the political stance of Target, we don't go there. We miss it. But we are being mindful of where we shop. Chad, for the most part, I don't shop because of prices. Rather, it's what is offered, what tastes the best. I go to Trader Joe's for flowers. The rice and peanut butter Kowalski's for the rotisserie chicken, fish, meat, and soup bar. Lunds and Barley's for pasta salad. And Jerry's for the Nashville chicken and fresh vegetables. That is somebody who really is selective about the particular stores. I also want to mention, and this is a more serious topic, maybe we can get to this another time, that yesterday we had the announcement about Cub and Midway and closing down. And we are seeing this more and more in this country where there are large communities in large population areas where they are devoid of grocery stores and department stores. And I am not telling a business that you have to be here, that if you're losing money, you have to be here, whatever it might be. I'm just acknowledging it's a sad situation. If you live, I'm not saying if you live somewhere where there's not a big population, you've made that decision. Some of those expectations have to come with it. And in an ideal world, everybody throughout the country, throughout the globe, would have access to groceries. But as we have this enormous economic divide in this country, and yes, I'm a capitalist, and I don't think just taxing and taxing and taxing is the way to solve everything. So if we have more people making more money, excellent. But that separation between wherever we're defining the rich and the poor is getting larger and larger. And there are implications of that in many, many ways. And if you're someone who your entire life has always lived in an area, whether growing up, whatever you did, post-high school, job, whatever it might be, where you knew not too far away, you had access to food. Let's just stop at food. We go to the other store, it's food. And now you move somewhere and you have to drive significantly more. That's a concerning part of life. Because not everybody has got the car sitting outside. Not everybody has a schedule that works to drive that extra 20, 25 minutes. And I'm not forcing you to mandate. We had it. Got it. Thanks, Dan. I'm not forcing stores saying Cub, Target, Lunds, Byerly's, you have to open there. You have to stay there no matter what. But I'm saying if you're in that situation, it is another sad indictment about what is going on between success, the haves and the have-nots. And I'll repeat, I'm not kind of a capitalist. I'm a complete capitalist. And on a lot of fiscal issues, I am right of center. And I'm not for the municipal store situation that's breaking out. But I want you just to think and have some empathy for it, for individuals who live in an area, and guess what? That grocery store they had for a long time, it's gone. And maybe their job goes the other way. Or maybe they have multiple kids and now it used to be convenient. That's a tough situation to face. We mentioned about 15 minutes ago, Ozzy Osbourne dying. Ozzy's not my wheelhouse. But I'm going to acknowledge that Ozzy Osbourne was a music icon for a lot of reasons, including his goofiness, his health, and all the success Ozzy and Sabbath had. We'll talk Ozzy, and then I want you to tell me in a text, who are the musicians when you first found out about their death that you were rocked back? Maybe a little bit, maybe a lot. Is Ozzy Osbourne one of those guys? Because there are a lot of Ozzy Osbourne fans all across this planet, and he just made his final appearance a couple weeks ago. And it wasn't just Ozzy. Obviously, Sharon became such a big celebrity also. So Ozzy Osbourne passed away
at the age of 76.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Black Sabbath, Ozzy, original member of Black Sabbath. Ozzy Osbourne passing away. News coming out last 25 minutes. Keep it up a little bit there, Josh. 1967. 58 years ago. That's unbelievable. The Prince of Darkness. These are things either if you pay attention to music, you either know or you're reminded when you go, okay, Ozzy, what do I think? You look. Again, Prince of Darkness, the supposed satanic music. How about Bit the Head Off a Bat in 1982? Told that's what you did in wooing Sarah.
Yeah.
On the first date.
Which is hard to get.
Yeah. The MTV show. Right?
Yeah.
The Osbournes. The MTV show brought Sharon to the international audience.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Ozzy was just this goofball. You really couldn't understand him. On the serious health stuff, battling Parkinson's since I saw a couple once. I went to three stories real fast. Some couple said 19, some said 20, but Parkinson's, he just had his final performance a couple weeks ago. Struggled, but he's battling Parkinson's, and he was near the end of his life. Tough life growing up. Sexually abused by bullies when he's just a kid, 11 years old. As a kid, nickname Ozzy. Not just Black Sabbath, by the way, obviously. 12 solo albums. Speaking of albums, well over 100 albums sold for Ozzy Osbourne. When you think classic heavy metal, Josh, not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. But still appreciation of talent. Black Sabbath has got to be way, way, way up on that list. Another reason to text here. If you're a heavy metal aficionado, where does Black Sabbath and where does Ozzy rank? Because Ozzy Osbourne is absolutely a music icon. You know, it was yesterday at this time we were talking to John Bream on mainly the Yacht Club event in Minnesota. I think John Bream would, without a doubt, agree because icon is a massively overused word. Our friend Michelle Olson points that out frequently. But it's pretty tough to not include Ozzy in that conversation. Okay, so two parts here. And we'll play a little more Ozzy when we come back after the upcoming break, too. Who is the singer that rocked you back? And on the pantheon of heavy metal, how high up in the list is Black Sabbath? I will say this. I was listening to this radio station, getting a ride from my father to school, when I heard on this radio station that John Lennon had been killed. I am 15. Definitely a fan of the Beatles. That's one. And clearly Prince here, let me phrase this most importantly. The saddest thing is Prince died. Okay. For me, I was really sick. I didn't work that day. And I just turned on my phone just to listen to see what was going on and just happened to time it right on the station when found out the news. Among the texts coming in, Whitney Houston, yeah. Remember being at dinner and you're like, you had seen Whitney for a while and you thought, what in the hell is going on with drugs? What are you doing? And that one stood out. Jerry Garcia, Glenn Frey, Tom Petty. I mentioned Tom Petty in a different category for me, Josh, because I think Tom Petty is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a fool to not see Tom Petty. Tom Petty, among individuals who passed away, who I had the chance to see, whether here or living elsewhere or traveling, he's number one on my list of why didn't I see that act. Here's a text about Ozzy. Let's hope this text actually says sequentially. I was at an Ozzy concert, believe in 82, in Grand Forks. There were people protesting to not go in there because they were scared of the Prince of Darkness, but it was a great concert. I waited in line for 30 minutes to get a tall Mountain Dew when the first pyrotechnics blew off a chunk of my brand new Mountain Dew, but still a great concert and a very fun entertainer. Yeah, this is also the 80s. We really like to protest music then. What it's doing to our children.
Yeah, think about them.
Tipper Gore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tipper Gore, years before the husband would become the vice president, that was calling card. Nancy dabbled in a little bit of that. It's not like parents don't freak out now, but I don't think we have as much organization against musicians now, do we?
No.
Where people are protesting? Dexter, thank you. Benny Goodman. Jimmy Buffett. Buddy Holly. John Denver. Could be Carter texting him. More Prince. Stevie Ray Vaughan. First concert ever was Ozzy. How about that? John Lennon, his death marked the end of an era and innocence of my childhood. Yeah. Did I say 100 million albums sold, or did I say 100 albums? Okay, my
either
bad.
Way.
No, not either way. That's the wrong thing to say. Sold well over 100 million albums. Text, your husband diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. So glad Ozzy could do music until his death. Yeah. Parkinson's is just such an awful one. Okay, let's pause right here. Send me other music deaths that rocked you back. And if you were a fan of heavy metal, Black Sabbath has got to be top five or six, right? Just, I mean, way high on that list. Where do you have it with Black Sabbath? You can track us down, 651-461-9226. Couple excellent guests, both in L.A. next hour. Jamie, a regular appearance, Jamie Ukas, 235, and Corey Provis. I caught a lot of the twins last night. Corey and Trevor Plouffe are very good. That's my favorite combo on the TV by far. And you got Shohei, you got Byron, you got Correa almost hitting the home run, you got Chavez Ravine. It was all very, very good. We'll stay with the music for a little bit more. Text away, 651-461-9226. Windows, I moved. I'm looking out the Pella windows and loving what I see. I first became familiar with Pella, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. Didn't have a home or a condo. Well, I've never owned a condo. A home with Pella windows before I moved almost 20 years ago. And wasn't the number one reason. But guess what? The inspector, because the homeowners who built it had to leave to transfer, and so I had the house fairly early. And they told me right away, you have great windows at this house. Hardly had any problem. And then knew I had a couple issues. And also thought about, should I renovate a little bit this before I decided to move? And when they came out last year, because they'll come out to your house for free, no obligations, free, give an assessment, PellaNorthland.com. They talked about, we got to change four or five windows, but we can really change your kitchen. It's so much better. And then when I decided unexpectedly to move, oh, I made sure this house would have Pella windows and doors, and they look phenomenal. Showroom, Plymouth, and Woodbury, 100 years in business. They're innovators. They have great warranties. They're good people. They'll work with your budget, and they are worth having out to your house. Because most of us, you know what we think of our windows? Are they clean or dirty? It's much more than that. Go with the best in the business, celebrating 100 years. PellaNorthland.com. More Ozzy. News breaking, Ozzy Osbourne dead at the age of 76. I just reposted at Chet Hartman Show a little bit of his final performance a few weeks ago, and also a repost of the first time he met McCartney in 2001. So go check those out. Give us a follow at Chet Hartman Show. You can podcast the show, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcasts. And also occasionally post some photos on Instagram at Chet Hartman Show. We're talking about musicians who passed away like Ozzy today. And it hurt. George Harrison. George Michael. So sad he passed away so young. Yeah, George Michael did pass away young. We knew George Harrison was ill for an extended period of time. Michael Jackson, if you just think, Josh, the last 20 years. I mean, Michael Jackson for a period of time was the most famous person on the planet.
Correct.
And there was an enormous divide in Michael Jackson. No one would deny the unbelievable talents, but the allegations of pedophilia, the bizarreness of Michael Jackson, but it still was an enormous story. And the doctor and the sleep medicine and all the bizarreness that was taking place. More texts. Dan Fogelberg, David Crosby. I'd say another one for me, too, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Just that voice.
Unique. Yeah.
And how she emerged, at least on the international scene, out of nowhere. Clearly not in reality. And how she was just a superstar like this.
Mm.
And then how she left us so soon, and some of the docs done on that are just really powerful. John Prine,
yep.
Another one that stands out. I'm trying to remember if this is correct. On the Osbournes Want to Believe, they use subtitles for Ozzy. I don't think they did initially.
Not that I know.
But was this the follow-up, maybe? The Osbournes Want to Believe? More text here. Black Sabbath was the first concert I ever saw. It was a parade stadium in the early 70s. I was 13 years old. And also, Roger Daughtry came out. That's pretty impressive. All right. Good guess. Next hour, Provis and Yukas on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.